What to do after a bad practice session. Every learner has bad practice sessions, days where nothing feels right, where mistakes pile up, where frustration arrives before enjoyment. These sessions can feel discouraging, but they don't have to be damaging. What matters most is not what happened during the session, it's what you do after. The first thing to remember is this: a bad session does not erase progress. It does not mean you've gone backward. It does not mean tomorrow will be the same. Learning is not measured by single days. After a difficult session, resist the urge to analyze everything that went wrong. That often keeps frustration alive longer than necessary. Instead, take a clean break. Close the piano, step away. Do something grounding, walk, stretch, or simply rest. This helps your nervous system reset. Later, when the emotion has settled, gently reframe the experience. Ask yourself one simple question: what made today harder than usual? It might have been low energy, distraction, trying to do too much, practicing when you were already tired. None of these are failures. They are information. Use that information to adjust, not to judge. The next time you practice, make it intentionally easier. Shorter session, slower tempo, more familiar material. This sends a powerful message to your brain: the piano is still safe. One good calm session after a difficult one repairs confidence quickly. And if you need to skip a day, that's fine. Returning when you feel ready is part of the process. Bad practice sessions are not interruptions. They are part of learning. How you respond to them determines whether they pass or linger. In the next chapter, we'll talk about turning practice into a relaxation ritual, so the piano becomes a place of calm rather than effort.